The pension tax credit would be something that it's a $2,000 credit per year for pensionable income, and that income needs to be either RIF income, an annuity income, or a qualified pension income, which doesn't include the Canadian, your CPP. So this $2,000 is available after the age of 65. It's really a benefit for some folks if, depending on their income streams, that they can turn part of their RRSP obviously into a RIF if they don't have, income from an annuity or a registered pension plan, and they can collect that $2,000 pension tax credit by just simply taking $2,000 out of their RIF each year till the age of 71 when they have to convert the entire thing.
Right. The pension tax credit, that's interesting. This is all pre-planned ahead of time though, isn't it, Rick?
How's that, Dennis?
The pension tax credit, when are you planning? You're planning ahead, you're putting your money aside, and then it comes back to you later when you're 65?
The pension tax credit is basically it's a credit against income for individuals over the age of 65 that have pensionable income from a registered pension plan, an annuity, or a RIF. So, as an advisor, you can look and just determine who qualifies for that credit, and how a person could structure things so that they can take advantage of it. Because for the average household, if you can save 6 years of $2,000 for his and hers, that's $24,000 of tax, tax-free money that you can get from your registered investments, which makes a lot of sense.
If you want to ask any questions on this show, you can. You can email them in at info@socountry.ca. This is the long and the short of it as we roll through here. And you'll hear some of this good information coming out again later. I don't know what time of the year is the best to plan, Rick. I mean, I think people come out of the Christmas season, they don't have a whole lot of money. Maybe when they do is the time that they should be investing. I mean, I know it's always right after income tax time or before it when people are thinking about this, but I don't know, maybe in the summer months or other times when there's a little bit of extra cash. I guess everybody's a little bit different from when they can do this.
Well, I guess it gets right back to the thing we talked about in the first show, Dennis, and that's a person has to save before they can invest. And really, a person, can be saving at different times or all of the year and contributing to their RSP. They don't necessarily have to have that money invested. They could, for example, wait for a particular time in the market that they'd feel more comfortable investing some more, or they could wait for rates to get a little bit better. Obviously, they're not going to get dramatically better over a short period of time, but that would be the thing. A lot of folks when they're starting to save, they will contribute monthly, and believe me, it over a period of time, it's amazing just how that adds up.
The balance time for me is always after I pay my property taxes. I don't know why. I don't know if other people do it that way. That seems to work best for me. I can balance the whole year. I kind of do one balancing act after I pay my vehicle insurance, and then I always sort of reevaluate again once I do my house insurance. And those seem to be the two big ones each and every year.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important for everybody that has a unique situation and to sit down with somebody and work together and develop a plan that works for both the client and works in such a way that they can take advantage of opportunities that present themselves.
Right. Good. We'll take a short break and we'll come right back. You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on So Country. Rick David rolls in here on every Sunday to do this. And of course, the playbacks are on the 8 o'clock, 8 in the morning, 8 in the evening. Marina Dawn's got some good information about how you can get a hold of Rick, and we'll be right back after this.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
International market came up in that little comment from Raina Dawn. I guess a lot of people ask you about that. Rick, we talked about that earlier because we watched the Canadian dollar kind of take a dip when the year started. And people watch the international market to see where other... We always compare our money to the States, but that's not always the way to do it, is it?
No, like there's always... there's lots going on right now. Obviously, in this market... In Canada, we're really focused on what happens in Asia, specifically China, just how, what their growth is, because we're such a commodity-based economy. So, yeah, no, a person has to pay attention all over the place, that's for sure.
Questions coming in. Susan in Penticton this day. Hi, Susan. Thanks for being part of the show here today. Is there any benefit to pay for your life insurance on a yearly basis? I don't quite get the question. Oh, instead of paying month by month.
Oh, I see. Asking? Yep.
Okay.
Okay, right. Susan. Yeah, absolutely. There is. It depends on the carrier, but you can usually generally save between 5% and 10% on an annual premium rather than paying a monthly premium. So one of the strategies I like to use is for folks starting out. A lot of folks, you know, sort of need to save for retirement, but they also have some insurance needs as well. So I like to, you know, contribute to the RRSP based on the fact that their income level is such that it warrants it. But in that case, then we use the refund to pay an annual premium on their life insurance, and at the end of the year, they have both. They have their insurance paid for, plus they have a contribution in their RRSP.
Okay, good. Thank you. Rick, I want to get one from Rodney here. We just got going on this on the last show, and we didn't get to it completely here, and I want to get this in before we're done. How many stocks should a person own maximum?
Oh, okay, Rodney. Well, basically, yeah, you see this. I see this quite often in you know, larger portfolios where there's just a menagerie of stocks. It's like a shotgun approach. But typically, in you know, a good quality stock portfolio, you got anywhere between 23 and 25. And in as far as sectors, there's 10 different sectors that you should sort of diversify into. You know, and understand that. For a stock portfolio, you generally need to have economies to scale. So it may take a while for some investors to work up to that 25, but I really don't suggest more than 25. Some of the pension funds that I do deal with, they'll have a maximum of 25 stocks, say sometimes around 23.
What's the responsibility of the person who buys the stocks? They come to you for the information or the advice after like that. Are you telling them, listen, you should be checking this three times a day or three times a week? Like, there must be some responsibility of the person that's buying it, Rick.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, Dennis, I never even thought of that. No, generally, you know, like, I take care of it. You know, for my clients, I'm watching these. I like to have some engagement and some dialogue back and forth that they're comfortable with the position. And, you know, we do our best to try and follow what news and generally take an objective view at a certain position. But, you know, like certainly, you know, I like my clients to be reasonably engaged, that's for sure.
Okay, they have to do that. 2 minutes to go here on the show. We can slide one more. I'm going to get a piece of information. And I think John from Princeton, you're asking about the CPP. We're going to get to that again next week. I wanted to get just one more piece of detail in from Rick here. Rick, when are you generally in the office then up at the IPC office?
Well, I'm in there before generally 6 o'clock in the morning, but I do the show every weekday at sort of 8:10. 8:08 to 8:10, we get on the air, and anytime after 8:30, I'm generally available for an appointment. I work until 1:30, 2 o'clock, and by then I'm usually fairly fried. So,
it's
just the truth. But if you any person calls after 9 o'clock in the morning, I can generally call them back if I'm on the phone.
Can they generally get an appointment the same day or the same week?
It just depends. This time of year, it's a little tight, just because I'm doing my regular, sort of my annual reviews. But, you know, we can fit something in. I'm generally pretty easy going about that. The rest of the year after, you know, sort of the 3rd of March, we can usually get someone in if there's that much of a need, that's for sure.
Good questions from the audience. Good information from the host here today, Rick David, and the long and the short of it. The opinions and commentary solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. And you can catch this show every Sunday here on Soul Country, 8 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock in the evening. And again, to get a hold of Rick Davis, the City Center building is at the corner of Wade and Main Street in Penticton, okay? He's on the second floor. They've got that nice glass elevator. You ride that to the second floor. As soon as it opens, you're basically looking right inside, right at Rick David's office to line up anything financial from him. Very good. South Okanagan Country Internet Radio, we are the home of the long and the short of it.